Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
What are you enthusiastic about? Recently, a friend told me the origin of the word enthusiasm, and originally from the Greek, it means possessed by God or inspired. So the original idea with enthusiasm is it's connected to spiritual work. Now that captured my attention. What am I enthusiastic about? That connected into some reading I've been doing of Joanna Barsha's work, her book Centered Leadership, where she interviewed leaders around the world, people who had high-level government positions, to men and women who have created amazing things in small ways. When she interviewed these folks, she found 5 ingredients that made up a resilient and centered leader, one of which was meaning. But she said, meaning is 5 times as important as any of the other characteristics. And in the book, The Power of Full Engagement, when they talked about your energy, you know, the quality and quantity of energy, one of the things they said was the key energizers is purpose and passion. In The Blue Zone by Dan Buettner, he traveled around the world studying elderly people. And the book is about the interviews he had in several spots he calls Blue Zones, where he finds people that live to a ripe old age. And he finds in these places a zest for living, maybe an enthusiasm. People who have a reason to get up in the morning, whether it's to take care of their families or go to the gym or talk to their friends, they see a purpose in their lives and look forward to the day ahead. Some of them can no longer be as active as they were, but most were still very active at 100 or over. As Helen Keller said, many persons have a wrong idea of what constitutes true happiness. It is not attained through self-gratification, but through fidelity to a worthy purpose. So all of that raises the question, what am I enthusiastic about? What is mine to do? What is my purpose? What is my passion? I have wondered about that question for a very long time, and the answer morphs over time. And now, as the title of this show implies, my purpose is to support myself and others to show up as the best of ourselves, to honor the preciousness of our lives, and to soften the hold of some of our egoic personality mini-me patterns. And as Parker Palmer wisely advises in his book, Let Your Life Speak, before I can tell my life what I want to do with it, I must listen to my life telling me who I am. So how do I listen to my life telling me who I am? By paying attention, by allowing myself to dream, by keeping track of my energy. So one of the powerful ways I know folks have found what is theirs to do, what is their purpose, is by just tracking their passion and tracking their energy day to day. I had a dear friend who just knew that she wasn't in the right fit, so she did what we called an EKG every day or every week, tracking her pulse of energy. Like, when did she feel most alive and when did she just feel dead? And from that, she was able to discern where her passion was and enthusiastically proceed into a new career. For me, one of the things that's really made a difference is when my friend Margie asked me a question. What do you really, really, really know, really want? That question allowed me to actually voice something I didn't think I could have, but I really, really, really did really want it. I've tried other techniques, like taking out a blank sheet of paper and writing on the top, what is my true purpose in life? Now, this sounds kind of onerous, but it can be fun. And then just write any answer that comes to mind. Silly, short, long, and eventually, you might write something that makes your breath catch or tears well up in your eye. That's a hint that you're getting close. It's worth spending a little time to track our own enthusiasms. Where are we inspired? Because as Howard Thurman said, don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.